Hi.
Well, I got here and I was just planning on doing that song, but I guess they told me that I could play one of my songs, and I just really didn't understand why, but I guess I'm going to try to do this, so if I screw it up, don't laugh, but it's a story. It's a bit of a long story, but I guess that's what I got most from Woody, is just the storytelling thing. So this is a little story for y'all. She swings a string of pearls on the corner. The street lights reflect the light in the water. The string, it snaps, and the pearls go sailing, and they splash and bounce and roll across the wet street as she bends to chase the pearls. A car swings round the corner. She darts from the eyes of the panic-struck driver who's racing to the delivery room. 'Cause in the back seat, his wife is busting out of her womb. And the sack breaks, and out come the Siamese twins who grow up to become the first president with two heads. Ah, better than one. He puts his heads in his hands, says, I gotta put my heads together. I can become the best president ever, and not just president. Fend for yourself. He signs his name and takes the blame for all of the names with no shame. In their beliefs, they adjourn and they leave. And in walks a man with a broom and a knife and blood on his hands. And he sweeps everything under the rug and goes home to his kids. And he gives them a hug, but his wife was not there. She had just left a letter that said you'd be much better off without me. Now his wife took the train to her ex-lover's funeral, who died in the bathroom, hit his head on a urinal. When they got together, the knowledge was carnal, and the widow was at the funeral, and they had quite a cat fight, and they fell into the hole where the casket was resting, and the preacher just left in the middle of the service, 'cause death was one thing, but women made him nervous. And he ran to his car, and he drove round the corner. Then something in the street caught the light in his eye. He pulled over, reached down, and picked up a pearl from the gutter. But he didn't know what to think, so he brought it home and washed it in the sink. And he gave the pearl to Sister Mary Teresa, who could not accept it, so she gave it to Lisa, a young prostitute who was missing a pearl on the necklace that broke late last night.